So stop talking. I don't want to talk about it, Raquel.
Well, we're gonna talk about it, Trevor.
You want to talk about it? Talk about it. I'll be in a can.
Don't go in that bathroom when I'm fighting with you. Don't you go in that bathroom. Okay, then I'm going in the bedroom.
I'll give her half a point. Hey, pull up a chair, Willie. You're missing a good one.
What are you doing?
Watching the Achmonics fight. Trevor's ahead on points.
Alf, you're not supposed to watch people through their windows. Find something else to do.
Willie, there's a power blackout. There's no TV, no video games. I can't play Blink the Lights.
We're all suffering. Alf, why don't you go out in the backyard and play?
In this heat? You could fry a cat on the sidewalk. Well, I could.
Say, why are you wearing my t-shirt?
This is what people wear when they swelter. I saw it in Streetcar.
I don't like you taking my clothes, and I don't like you using my opera glasses to spy on the neighbors.
Boy, you get irritable when it's hot. Remind me to never take you to Mercury.
Deal.
Hey, would you knock off the sax?
Plate. Will you carry everything else?
A nice, solid portion, Alf.
It's his new diet.
Yeah. You can eat as much as you want of whatever you want.
And you lose weight that way?
You do?
Oh, not another blackout.
I guess we'll have to reset the clocks again.
Let's not. Let's just live a few minutes behind everyone else.
So what's for dessert?
You're finished already?
What do you do, inhale it?
He ate mine too.
Get that, will you, Brian?
No way!
Pass me the corn.
Alf, go, in the kitchen.
I just got comfortable. Tell whoever it is to go into the kitchen.
Just go.
Carry me.
Alf.
All right. Don't anyone eat my corn.
Go.
Hi, Mr. Achmonic.
Hi, Trevor.
What is it with women anyway?
It's me.
You're a woman. Maybe you'd know.
Well, let's see.
You can't please them. I bring Raquel flowers. I talk to her once in a while. You think that makes her happy?
Apparently not.
You're a good kid. Take my advice. Don't get involved with women. Take up swimming.
I get ear infections.
Where was I?
You were putting down all women everywhere.
Right. Thanks. Nothing I do is good enough for Raquel anymore. So I'm not Gary, Mr. Perfect Collins. Hey, she's no Marianne Mobley. Anybody eating this corn?
I guess you are.
If that's Raquel, I'm not here.
Hi, Mrs. Achmonic.
There you are.
Leave me alone. I'm eating.
I want you to come home with me now, please.
Why? So you can yell at me some more?
I don't think we should be airing our dirty laundry in front of the neighbors.
Hey, they know we fight. They watch us through the windows.
No, no, we don't. No one in this room watches you through your windows.
Really? I always feel someone's watching from this place.
Oh, it's probably our poltergeist.
Trevor, are you coming home or not?
Not.
Trevor, maybe it would be better if you did go home and, you know, kind of talked this thing out.
Yeah, you're right.
She's gonna yell at me anyway. I might as well be somewhere I could take my pants off.
I'm sorry about this.
Night, Alf.
Night.
What are you doing?
Speed reading this book.
Really? What's it about?
I have no idea, but the fur on my finger's gone.
We should put you on an allowance.
Hey, I'm the one that earns the money in this family.
No, looks like the Akmonics are at it again.
Lynn, it's not polite to listen in on other people's conversations.
Right. What was I thinking? Enjoy your book.
Thanks.
Night.
Night.
My mother warned me. She said don't marry a man who doesn't have a job and who gambles.
Now put a cork in it, Raquel.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm warning you, Raquel. I had it up to here with your nagging. Now shut up! You're waking a whole neighborhood.
I won't shut up! I want everyone to know the kind of man I married.
Well, I don't. I'm shutting
the
window.
How can I read with all this quiet? Ah! Call the police! Call the police! Call the police! Horrible! Horrible! Worse than Friday the 13th, part 2. Worse than Friday the 13th, part 3.
Allison, what's going on?
Don't ask.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about murder. I'm talking about mayhem. I'm talking about foul play.
Alf, get to the point. I'll go back to sleep.
All right. I just saw Mr. Akmonic kill Mrs. Akmonic.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I heard them fighting. Then I saw Mr. Akmonic pick up an ice pick.
Maybe you misinterpreted things.
Oh, right. Maybe they were playing ice pick bingo.
Alf, you are always doing... Do you remember when you thought Mr. Litwack was building an atomic bomb in his basement?
It was an atomic bomb.
It was a pool heater.
Ha! They don't even own a pool.
Yes, they do.
They do? Can we go over?
Look, it's hot tonight. You're tired. You're having a hard time distinguishing fantasy from reality.
So you're saying I'm crazy?
I'm saying your mind may have been playing tricks on you.
Fine. Don't believe me. They didn't believe the boy who cried wolf.
The boy who cried wolf lied.
You did? I've got to stop speed reading books. It was only a dream. I've got to stop eating styrofoam before I go to bed. Hey, watch the shoulders. I've got bursitis.
Alf, what were you screaming about?
It was horrible! Trevor was after me!
I don't see Mr. Akmonic.
Well, he was here a minute ago. Check behind the refrigerator.
Right. Alf was just having a nightmare.
That is exactly what happens to people who stare into other people's windows.
Isn't he wonderful? The guy can turn anything into an object lesson.
Would you like us to stay with you for a little while?
Yes, please. forever.
Come on, Brian. Alf, try to get some sleep.
I can't. I'm too wound up. I've been through a trauma.
Come on, Lenny. Let's go to bed. Good night, Alf.
Good night, Alf.
Good night, Alf.
Okay. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Ignore that. Ignore that. Oh, heck. Why must I be so darn curious? Alas, poor Mrs. Achmonick. I knew her well. Oh, hello. Is this Mr. Achmonick I'm speaking to? Oh, jolly good. I'm doing a survey for the BBC, and I wonder if you'd like to answer some questions. Super. First off, what would you say is the difference between American and British television? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Fine. And thank you, Mr. Achmonick. Question number two. Did you kill your wife?
Ow!
Gotta go. The Queen just dropped by.
What were you doing?
Just some impressions.
Oh, you were harassing Trevor.
Kate, I saw the man bury his wife in the backyard last night.
Look, don't you remember? You were dreaming.
No, this was real. Look, I took these pictures.
These are all black.
You wanted me to use a flash? The guy's a murderer.
Alf, please, please, just give your imagination a rest.
Justice never rests.
What if I gave Justice a cookie?
Justice will think about it.
Oh, no. Alf.
Alf!
Oh, no! Trevor, don't go into the den. Oh, Trevor, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
Achmonick residence.
Alf, why are you answering?
It was ringing.
You've got to get out of there.
Who is this?
It's me. It's Willie.
Oh, hi, Willie. Hey, I could see you through the window.
Alf, Trevor's in the next room. Get out!
Right. Bye.
Oh, Trevor. Pick up the phone, please.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Tanner?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did you call just a minute ago?
No! I mean, no.
Oh, that must have been the BBC.
The BBC?
No! Yeah. Hey, you want to know why their shows are better than ours? Because they respect their audiences. Now, I'll give you an example. Last week on the Benny Hill show...
Benny Hill, this guy wearing high heels.
Alf, didn't I tell you not to bother Trevor anymore?
Yeah. How does this sound? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. That's all I've got so far.
This is the last straw.
Oh, you say that all the time.
This time is...
Look, Willie, you're upset. I understand that. But before you pop a blood vessel, let me show you something. Exhibit A.
Chattering teeth?
These don't chatter. They belong to Mrs. Achmonic. This was her laugh.
Oh, great. Now we know you didn't break in there for nothing. Now we know you're a thief.
This proves she was murdered. People don't pull their teeth and gums out while they're alive.
Alf, those are false teeth.
No kidding. Well, let me try them.
The teeth. I'm returning these. And if you ever, ever, do you understand?
See the look he gave me?
Alf, why do you do these things?
I'm a concerned citizen. First they came for the communists. But I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jesuits.
We get the point. Maybe we shouldn't have let Dad go over there.
Yeah. Trevor might decide to become a serial killer. They get a lot more publicity.
Mom, what if Alf is right?
Alf, do you see what you are doing here? You're making everybody crazy. Honey, Trevor can't be a murderer. We have known that man for years.
Oh! Oh, no!
What? What? What?
Oh! He's got his ice pick!
Oh! He's walking towards Willie!
I knew it! Call the police!
Oh! Oh, no.
Honey, go! Go into Brian's room. You stay with him. I'm going over there.
Okay, I'll call the police. Where's the phone? Oh, here it is. Ah! That's the coffee pot! Ah!
Willie, are you all right? Willie!
What's the matter?
Hi.
What's that all about?
Oh, well, the lights went out. And, Willie's afraid of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark?
Yeah, it's not really something I like to talk about.
Trevor, could I ask you, what are you doing with that ice pick?
Chopping ice.
I see.
Listen, I didn't really know how to bring this up, Trevor, but are these yours?
No. They look like Raquel's. Where'd you find them?
Oh, outside.
Oh, I wonder how they got there.
Well, they probably fell out of her mouth.
Well, thanks for being honest enough to bring him back.
No problem.
Well, you know, we really should be going now. Willie, Lynn is probably worried about us.
I gotta get back to cleaning the bathroom. There's blood all over the place.
Willie, let's go!
Excuse me? Is one of
no,
you...
No, that's him. He killed her.
What? What's she talking about?
Just joking. Honey, I don't think we should be making these accusations.
Look, some guy named Willie Tanner called, said you buried your wife in the backyard.
Why does Elf always use my name?
Hey, Tanner, why did you say that?
You know why. You were seen digging a hole last night.
Ah, that wasn't Raquel I buried. That was a side of beef.
You expect us to believe that?
Yeah. I paid a guy $100 for it. It was heisted off the back of... I won it in a raffle. A meat raffle.
All right. Then why is there blood in the bathroom?
From the side of beef. I was cutting it up in the tub so I could fit it in the fridge.
Any more questions?
I don't think so.
Can I ask you where your wife is? She's at her sister's. The meat went bad and stunk up the house. Raquel said she wouldn't come back until I dumped it.
Trevor, I'm so sorry.
How could you think I'd do something like that?
Sometimes our imaginations just get the best of us. Trevor, we're really sorry.
Ah, forget it. Hey, Raquel and I used to think you two were Moonies, so we're no better.
Not again.
Now everybody panic.
Yeah, Tanner, don't freak out. Listen, officer, while you're in the neighborhood, there's a guy named Litwack down the block. I think he's building an A-bomb in the basement.
Alf.
Oh, hi, Lynn.
What are you doing?
This isn't what it looks like.
You mean you're not watching the Akmonics?
All right, it is what it looks like.
Alf, you promised Mom and Dad you wouldn't do that anymore.
I know, but I have a good reason. I'm waiting for them to go to sleep so I could dig up the meat in their yard.
I'm going to bed.
Do we have any Beaujolais?
Good night, Alf.
Sweet dreams.